experience and walk in the supernatural. Dive into this river and receive healing for your life and your home through God's vessels at the Family Life Summit. Be revived.
In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Can we appreciate all those that have ministered to us tonight? We can have our seats. We'll be rounding up now. I want to appreciate everyone, all the families that reviewed tonight and ministered to us. It was such a great blessing, you know, seeing things from different perspectives. You know, it's always good to listen to other people also minister and bring different, you know, perspectives to the same thing. Every joint has something to actually offer, and it is by the different things that each joint brings to the disabled that the entire body actually grows. So I believe that this evening we have all been edified with all the different perspectives that everyone that ministered to us has brought tonight. Just highlight some of those points so that we don't forget. First, talking about the issue of alignment, that everyone needs to be aligned, you know, for the house to be built well. Husbands needs to be well aligned. Wives needs to be in subjection to their husband. And if you don't do that, there will be judgment, you know, on the entire family, starting from the husband to the wife, even to the children. And you know that, so for me, you know, even though, you know, that was quite, it was very revelatory, but at the same time, I was also checking that are there areas in which I'm not well aligned. Because sometimes when we're not well aligned, it brings judgments and it opens us up, you know, unnecessary. Opens up the children to different attacks in the spirit. And we are not immune. The fact that we are in these waters, we are hearing doctrine, does not immune us if we don't align. So that itself was something that I had to look at. Lord, are there areas in which I'm not well aligned under my husband, that I'm not yet in subjection? You know, it can open you up to sickness. It can open you up to so many things. In fact, it can be because of you that your husband's business is not doing well. It can be because of you that your husband's business is not, you know, it's not, we have to see it that way. You know, the judgment. You know, when you say judgment, don't say that the man is just going to die. You know, that's not what is going to happen. You know, I was talking about the crown of the woman's head being removed and being bowed. You know, everything that's supposed to bring beauty, comfort, satisfaction in your life can be taken away. And then you're having financial issues, and you think it is, who's told us that you can be thinking that financial whatever is humility? It's not humility, it is you that are after warfare. It is your hand that you're using to do yourself. So I just began to see the issue of insubordination, rebellion, not well aligned, not being submissive, you know. I began to see how much danger, you know, it can cause in the spirit, not only to yourself. You know, sometimes you feel that maybe you're not submitting, all this submitting thing is too much. You don't know what danger it is bringing, not just only to you, but to the entire family. So that was a major highlight that I had to look at my life, and I was like, God, are there areas that you want to shine more light that you feel I need as a woman to come under alignment? And the same thing applies to our husbands too as well. You know, how much are you aligned under authority? You know, all of those things, you know. That was really whatever. Then the issue of children learning, you know, learning from what they see. You know, I had to see some of the areas in which, you know, I've always known that. You know, sometimes when I see my daughter do something, say, I've just said, oh, wow, I know this one is from me. I'm just going to admit, I said, this one, me, I'm already trained this one away. Please don't pick it, I'm begging you. I used to literally tell her. So I know that children actually learn a lot from what they see. And you know, there was something profound as well. I can't remember the person that said it, that, you know, what our children, the things that our children pick up, is not just only from their parents. Especially if you're in a household where brethren are living. The person was talking about trees, and then you know that in the garden there were many trees. So I want you to know, sometimes maybe if you're living in a household, I know you are being disorderly. Just know that you are affecting. It's not just you. All those other children too are also picking up those things. I know for me, I used to fear that a lot. You know, we have a pastor friend that said that he can never allow brethren to live in his house. And when he was asked that, it was like a vow. And what was the reason? Because he was a pastor's child, and they actually lived all their life. Said they grew up living with church people, church brethren in their house. And that so many things happened, and that he vowed that he would never allow any brethren to sleep a night in their house. You know, that is really awful. So even so, like, I don't want my children to be that way. That they'll grow up because of maybe some of their experiences. Or you know, or even see some pastor children that will say that they will never become pastors. Or you know, or whatever. So, you know, so I just want us to know, if I live in a household with people, know that the children there are also watching you. And you know, it's just not only their parents that have influence on them. Indirectly, you also, either for bad or for good, you know, you affect those children. And I've always known this. You know, I've always known that sometimes as a parent, God doesn't give you the opportunity to be the one that will, like, really, really influence your child. I don't know why God makes it that way. For some people, it happens that way. But in cases, I've seen cases practically, even before I grew up like this, I noticed that even some people, you see that in certain people that would, God would just give grace. They just like, they have key to your children. And then just because you are living around that child, you're able to influence that child. So for those living in household where you have children growing up, be a positive influence to those children. Let those children grow up, you know, in later in life, and say, this I picked from this auntie, this I picked from this uncle, I picked praying, I picked studying the word, I picked hard working, I picked, you know, that there are things that they can, because you lived in that house, those children actually do better. And there are certain things that, because of those children, you will refrain yourself. That I won't do this. I won't fight with another brethren because the children are here. So our children will not think that fighting is a normal thing for the brethren, you know. Children should not grow up, you know, and seeing that's not an ideal thing. You know, even me, as I said, that I was just repenting. You know, some of the things I know that I've even demonstrated, you know, in relation to the brethren, in front of the children, and oh God, just have mercy. They're not supposed to see. This is not the ideal thing that a child should see. So I just want us to be, I just want us to be more conscious, you know, in our relationship as brethren, especially in households where we have children that are growing up. Then also the issue of, you know, another thing that struck me was the fact that it's not really even about us making mistakes, you know, in our pursuit with God, but the fact that God has factored those mistakes, you know, and that the most important thing is our heart of wanting to follow, our heart of loving correction, you know, and wanting to just obey what the Lord says. And, you know, really, you know, it's not about how much we really know. It's how much we are ready to obey. So you can know so much, and you are very rebellious and stubborn, and you're not doing so much. And somebody can know just only a tiny little. And you see that tiny little that person is knowing. The person is just doing it. As far as God is concerned, that person is more faithful. That is just it. So it's not in the amount that you know, you can quote this, you can share this, you can be able to do that, but maybe you know 100, and what you are doing is 20%. Out of 100, you're doing 20, but you know 100. And somebody can know 4, and the person is doing the 4. As far as God is, that is 100%. As far as God is concerned, that person, the person that knows, just to know, if you can look at the person that knows, from there, so it's only 4, you know. But you see that person that knows 4 and is doing 4, is better than you that knows 100 and is doing just only 20. Because the more you know, they are even expected to do more than 100, maybe do 200%, because you know more. Because unto much is given, what? Much is expected. So that's all for me as well. That was very touching, that we must never lose that thing that wants to obey God. That we want whatever he says, we are ready to do. And the fact that in our journey, it's a long journey. It's a long commitment. You know, I think it was Darius Daddy that said that this generation, you know, we don't like long-term commitment. Everything is always short-term. Short job, you do one job, you quickly move to another one that pays more. You should do that. You know, that's this generation, you know, move from one thing to another. But at this journey with the Lord, it's a long-term thing. That in fact, the beauty, the change actually comes after a long time of what? Following the Lord. I know that example that you used, I know when God starts painting, it doesn't look as if there's anything happening to you. That you would even make mistakes, but if you are patient enough, you know, and as you keep painting, at the end of the day, even the, you know, that was really very touching. You know, that the mistakes, all are, because we all make mistakes, even when we've known the truth, we still make mistakes many times. But that all those mistakes are still part of what? The entire process. And by the time, it's still part of what they will paint until the God get the final, the final piece, which is actually beautiful. So I just pray that the Lord would help us. I want us, for this Family Life Summit, I want us to, and I don't want us to just say, oh, it is review. I have been really blessed by this, you know, by these, all these reviews that we've had. We need to be more conscious, you know. One of the things, we need to be very conscious that children actually learn more by what they watch, what they see. So our lives must really demonstrate, you know, when I was saying that, when Sister Bola was saying that, she said, you have not prayed today, you know. I remember the time, I know we said, when he sees me, the Bible, when he sees me really, 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 really studying, he will say that, ah, mommy, are you preaching tomorrow? I said, what's the meaning of that? Hey. And I said, I used to study. Oh, it's because you have gone. Oh, it's because this one is wicked. I said, I used to study. I had to tell. I said, at work, I used to study Bible. So I not think that you only study Bible when you want to preach. I had to sit down. Say, ah, mommy, so there are days that she now says, are you preaching? I said, I'm not preaching. I am not preaching. Let me see, even in the night. Because normally I do most of my studies in the morning. So to her, you know, when she sees me saying evening, it looks like, oh, maybe you have preaching. So there are even said, there was one of these, the pastor was there around the evening, so I was quite free. So I was in the said, are you the one preaching? So I said, I'm not the one preaching. Said, I have time. Said, so I had to say that most times in the morning you go to school early, I do my study in the morning, then most times, sometimes when I get early to work, I take time to really do a long study. So I had to tell her, so you have disclaimer, you know. So I just tell you that children, you know, they observe, you know, what they observe a lot. So I pray that the Lord would help us. I just want us to be open to this Family Life Summit. Reverend Bruce will be coming in tomorrow. And on Saturday, I'm really believing God. You know, that one beautiful thing, what can tell me one major landmark from last year's Family Life Summit? Household. So I'm really believing God that this year also is going to open us up into deeper things in the heart of the Father. I believe that the Lord has great things, you know, hidden in his heart. And I believe that as he comes, in his apostolic grace, he'll be able to open up these things to us. So I want us, the reason I'm saying this, that I want our hearts to be opened. You know, don't say I'm a single, I'm a this. You see, for you, anyone that is marrying after me, if you're marrying after me, your marriage should be better. You should raise your children better. So as I sat down there, you know, one of the things I told myself, I said, I wish I knew some of these things before I was even raising children. I knew them, but I wished I was exposed to some of these kind of teachings, you know, as I was raising my children. So even now, people that are coming, I can give you 1,001 tips of how not to raise your child or how to raise your child. Because I've learned certain things, you know. So what I'm trying to say is that even don't say, oh, it's for family people, it's for single. There are so many things you can pick now that you can actually use in running your family, in raising your child. So I want you to come, you know, with your heart opened, you know, wanting to receive, you know, from the Lord. I count all of us favored. Highly favored by God, you know. God teaching us all of these things is because God wants us to have homes. I know there was something again that there is mommy said that really touched me, that you know many times even when we give birth to children, we have selfish purposes. You know, just how selfish, there's just a selfish purpose that we have about giving birth to our children, when you are doing everything for them, you know, either spoken or unspoken, you know, just have one expectation about that child. But that really what God wants us to do is we raise those children for the Lord. You know, she said something that really taught me that. Imagine if Isaac if Abraham had an invested interest, it would have been difficult for him to offer Isaac. You understand? Don't you? But that's my meal ticket when I grow old. There was no way. Forget it. Forget it. Even though God had told him all those things, what he'll be thinking of is the meal ticket. So it's even good that, you know, we have plans for our children. It's good to have things for them, but ultimately we are just caretakers. That we're just custodians, you know, put in our care to just raise them for the Lord. And you know, God will help us to raise them without having our own selfish interest. So it's good that we are hearing these things, and I think it's something to thank the Lord for. How many of you feel it's good to thank the Lord for? Can you just lift up your hands and say, thank you, Father, for this understanding. Thank you for righteousness that is being revealed. Thank you for light that you are shedding, that you are shedding. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We hope you've been refreshed through this ministration. Follow us for more messages and updates on www.thecitygatechurch.org. Remain blessed.